This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Because the President of the United States is on that Air Force jet. And there you go. There's Melania Trump with the President coming off. And we're going to see whether the three Americans are following them. Yes, there they are. Let's let this moment breathe for a second and stay out of the way. So, you heard the applause. You see the handshake right there. We see at least two of the freed Americans there next to the First Lady. The third is emerging from the plane as well. Now they head down the steps. So many things that need to be said. The first is the immense sense of pride and joy that we all feel. How can you not? Seeing the smiles, hearing the applause as it still goes, and also you can't help but notice that in contrast to the tragedy of Otto Warmbier, who came home from North Korea and died shortly thereafter, as we heard in the initial reports from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other sources, you see Mike Pompeo there receiving some kind of a note card. Maybe it was a note from one of the freed hostages, and there's the broad smile from Mike Pompeo, who has just been on the job literally for days now, and in one of his first major acts is bringing home three freed Americans. Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation is joining us. Jim, I'm not a doctor, you're not a doctor, but they look pretty healthy.
Yeah, I'm sure they're pretty happy. We've had people come out of the North Korean system before. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
And it's not just physical. The mental isolation and abuse is pretty, pretty severe. So they look pretty chipper for...
Now, let's see. The president's coming towards the camera, so we want to let this breathe and keep everything open. Boy, the joy, the hands in the air.
Well, that was Ed Henry reporting last night as the freed prisoners came to America on tierra firma here back home and their families. Boy, what a moment of national pride and relief all at the same time. But keep in mind that with this North Korea's prisoner release, as the daily signal reports, that's three down. 119,997 to go. North Korea's political prison camps hold anywhere from 80 to 120,000 people in captivity. This is the reality. Yes, three got out, but there are so many yet to be released that are being held captive in North Korea. And, Ed mentions Otto Warmbier and his family but for whatever the situation and for them to make an example of Otto Warmbier and that he would eventually be released and die here in America, it's just heart-wrenching. Yes, we're elated that three prisoners have been released, three Americans now on American soil back with their families, and what they must have endured is incomprehensible. We hear that the conditions rivaled those of Nazi Germany's concentration camps or the Soviet gulags. You can't even begin to imagine, what kind of terror the prisoners must be going through. And I kept thinking of this, in terms of that we have three Americans released, but what about those that are left behind? And I'm sure the three freed Americans probably feel the same way. That it's really hard for them to feel some sense of, true sense of liberty, knowing that, yes, they're out, but there are still many left behind. But no doubt this was a positive move leading into the summit that will be coming up between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. And the president did note and was grateful to Kim Jong-un for demonstrating some grace in releasing these three Americans. Liz Pink is coming up next. The conversation will continue. Thank you for coming and sharing a part of your day with us. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as promised, Liz Pink joins us. Columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. And it's always an honor to have Liz with us. Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, I like your tweet. I mean, for goodness sakes, the New York Times, of all people. I mean, they are so infected by this Trump derangement syndrome that's going on. They slam AWOL Pompeo and then find out, I guess he's in North Korea rescuing Americans. Our bad.
Oh, you know, it's relentless and it's increasingly stupid looking. And I must say, I know this is sort of petty of me, but I was happy to see that CNN's ratings have plummeted because that's the only thing that's going to get their attention. The other day I was at an airport and they had CNN on. I wasn't watching it voluntarily. And all they were covering was the Stormy Daniels news. And I just thought to myself, you know, at the end of the day, it's boring. I mean, I don't think people around the country are so fascinated by the every single maneuver between the lawyers, every comment made, et cetera. And the answer is, if it begins to hurt their pocketbook, these media organizations are going to start to back off. And I think, I hope it will, because, you know, as I say, I think people are bored by it, and increasingly these groups look just plain stupid.
Well, it has been hurting their pocket. It's been going on for a long time, Liz. I mean, their ratings have been deteriorating because CNN basically has abandoned its brand. They've sold out to the salacious side and become basically the National Enquirer of cable television.
I think that's true. But, you know, in the New York Times case and CNN, I would argue that their anti-Trump fever of a year ago and during the campaign kind of revived those organizations. But here's an interesting thing vis-a-vis the New York Times, which you brought up, and which literally daily I rail at my husband about. Poor guy has to sit and watch me read the New York Times, and I end up just exploding all the time. But so I look, you know, in the third page, which is sort of the second page as you open it, they always list their most read stories, and they'll have, you know, gee, we had this many comments about this story. Almost always the stories are anti-Trump from one angle or another. Almost always, though, what's interesting to me is they'll say, wow, we had 1,100 comments on this story. Literally, routinely, I have columns that go up on Fox and get 6,000 comments.
Exactly.
And I think what's interesting is they are such a bubble. They have such a limited readership in terms of points of view. Why would anyone kind of engage in a back and forth? There is no back and forth amongst Times readers because they all share the same opinion.
It's an echo chamber.
Right? Isn't that a tremendous statement about their readership? I think it really is.
Well, it's been said that if two people, you know, constantly agree in any kind of meeting or situation, one is unnecessary, and that's what they're finding out. is that the duplication of thought, it really doesn't advance. And this is the sad commentary. And I got to imagine, from one standpoint, our founding fathers, Liz, are rolling in their graves because of the violation of freedom of speech, the way it's being squelched. It's boring.
Yes, that's
you know, really, on top of everything else, it's just boring. You know, what's happening on college campuses today and in other institutions that want to limit conversation.
Well, that's the thing. It's also dangerous because you have, really, everyone's talked about it. It's a boring topic, too. But the polarization of the country is so acute. And it is fed by, amongst other things, these, as you say, echo chambers, where New York Times readers never see the other side. I mean, even their pretense at having some conservative columnists, the ones they chose, Bret Stephens, who came on board about a year and a half ago, I guess, you know, he's anti-Trump. I mean, there is not, and I've written about this, there is not a single voice at the New York Times that is pro-Trump. And, you know, that's a mistake because you guess what? You miss some stuff.
Exactly.
I remember talking to a reporter from The Economist, I don't know, this is like a year ago, and we were at a reporter session somewhere, and we were talking about Brexit, which, of course, they, like all the mainstream media, got totally wrong, and which, frankly, I got right. I thought there was a really good, serious chance that the vote would go for Brexit. And, you know, we were talking, and the guy said, well, you know, we really missed it. Not a single person in our organization thought this might happen. And I thought to myself,
Did you raise your hand?
But that is why that's not a healthy thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, anyway, so enough on that.
No, to your point, though, really, and I think you touched on something here, because the next step in what's going on in varying parts of our country and institutions is that if you don't go along, then they're going to use the full force of the law on you. I mean, look at California. What's happening in California, Liz? The Bible and pastors are being attacked right now. I mean, they've set up with this assembly bill. It's passed in the assembly, the state assembly, getting ready for the state senate to pass it. That likely will be passed. And Jerry Brown has already said, hey, get on my desk. I'm going to sign it. And it outlaws the counseling by pastors of people that want to, that are dealing with their sexual identity. And they're weaponizing these situations and thoughts in such a way. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, this is America, for goodness sakes. And this is what it's coming down to. And as I talked to one gal in my travels this past week, she told me, she says, Bill, I can't say anything. Because, you know, I get people mad at me at work. If I spout any, you know, conservative viewpoint. And I go, wow, you know, that's, you know, to your point, this is what's happening in our culture today. And because good people aren't saying anything because their mouths are being closed and there's no contrarian viewpoint, you know, the echo chambers think that, hey, look at, they're leading the parade.
Well, it's a tragedy because the suppression of thought, and particularly on college campuses these days, is a very frightening thing to behold. And there appear to be no grown-ups in our country ready to stand up and push back against this. California, I must say, having just been out there for a week and enjoying every moment of my time, I'm always sort of struck by how just progressively loony the state has become, and yet somehow, because they have such natural endowments and beauty and grandeur, the state survives. And of course, they have tech and they have Hollywood. They have these great American industries. How it can be that those coexist alongside the loony left, I don't know. Except, let's face it, this is also, I think, somewhat unsettling, because as we're talking thought suppression, I immediately begin thinking about social media and the efforts now by Twitter and by Facebook and Google to edit the remarks on their space, on their pages, and to censor basically voices that they consider disruptive. Well, we all know who some of those voices are. It could be
exactly.
You, could be me, and it's very alarming.
Yeah, exactly. And it continues, and they've been given place and substantiation, and though Mark Zuckerberg can come to Congress and then say that, look, it's his responsibility and they're going to do a better job, Boy, it's near impossible. It's a cultural thing, just like with the FBI. You know, it's top down, and they've got some major reconstruction that needs to happen. As far as Facebook, this is what the free market is all about, and we'll look for a rise of something that's more fair-minded and will be a lot more effective, and then we'll be talking about the Facebook that was. Liz Peek is with us. We've got more from Liz on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move,
comforting to know with all this insanity that we deal with in our own humanity. that there are some things you can count on, and that is that God is still sovereign. He is on the move. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz P. continues with us, a columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill. Liz, just to put a bow around the three freed Americans, what a precious moment, a moment of pride. You think of everything. You think about how blessed they were to be released and what it'll mean to their families. You think of Otto Warmbier, and you think of the thousands left behind that are still enduring the North Korean captivity.
Yeah, it was a wonderful win. I hate to put it in that column, but it really was a win for President Trump. And more important, I think it's the old Catholic catechism phrase is it's an outward and visible sign, which it really was, of some progress in North Korea. Now, look, we have to be very skeptical that this guy is going to follow through with any serious denuclearization. But you know what? It's not impossible, because surely even he gets it that the world basically views them as a rogue actor, that their people are so far behind in terms of every possible matrix that a leader might want for their people. We'll see, right? I'm cautiously optimistic that something good will come out of this. I hope it does.
He's coming to the table, Liz.
Yeah, he is. And, the forces are sort of arrayed. What's interesting to me is, again, trying to imagine how the liberal media could spin this release of three prisoners as anything but positive. You know, Trump depletes population of North Korea. I mean, I don't know, make up something, but there's something that they'll come up with that's negative about it. Of course, there is nothing negative about it. It's a wonderful thing, and a lot of people have compared it to Iran and the fact that, Obama basically gave up five prisoners to get progress on various initiatives. Traded five Taliban bad guys to get prisoners out of the Middle East when he was in the Oval Office. It is such a clear benefit here to the president and to the peace effort, because again, it kind of bolsters the voice of those who are saying, something might happen. Let's wait and see.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like you. I'm very cautiously optimistic about it. I don't like to talk about a Nobel Peace Prize. I'm saying keep an eye on China. China, after all, sees a game of chess going on, and they're going to look and see, okay, what's in it for China here? What can we get out of this deal? And we're not hearing anything at all from the Chinese. So although he's met, Kim Jong-un has met with with the president of China on several occasions here recently, so something tells me there's a lot of backstory here.
Well, and I think I have a different take on the China North Korea situation in this way. The New York Times et al. Was portraying Kim Jong Un as really orchestrating what has been going on. And they kind of made him out to be the puppet master, and everybody, including Donald Trump, is doing his bidding. Mm-hmm. Let's remember that Kim Jong-un traveled to Beijing not once, but now twice. And that doesn't happen. In other words, in Asia, where face is everything and honor and pride and all those things are so subtly defined, in effect, Xi Jinping has summoned Kim Jong-un twice. Mm-hmm. And they may have had nice pictures taken together, but it isn't Xi Jinping that's gone to Pyongyang.
Yes, exactly.
The other way around.
Yeah.
And I think the first time he just laid it down this way. Look, we have a lot going on in terms of negotiations about trade, about your country, et cetera. I am just now consolidating my power in China. We are going to starve you to death. And that's what they have been doing for the first time. China, North Korea trade has really plummeted across that border. We are not going to lift those barriers to trade until you get on the ball here and start engaging with South Korea, engaging with the United States, whatever. This became a test, I think, not of Kim Jong-un so much as Xi Jinping, and I think he knew that it was that.
Exactly.
And don't forget, I keep going back to the first time Xi Jinping and President Trump met at Mar-a-Lago, and Trump invited him and his wife. They had a very nice encounter, and halfway through dinner, Trump gets up and goes and basically bombs Syria. That was an extraordinary act of bravado, of turning the tables over, signaling to the Chinese, you don't know who you're dealing with, and I will not stop at military action.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
that was
you're right.
Such a strong beginning to that relationship. And, you know, let's face it, all this bluster about attacking North Korea, I think it had some weight behind it. People in this administration don't just wave those arms wildly. I think they meant it. If there wasn't progress, they would be forced to take action. And I think that's how Xi Jinping read it, and I think that's why we are here today.
Exactly. I want to talk to you about Gina Haspel and the hearing yesterday. And, of course, we heard overnight John McCain calls on the Senate to reject Haspel. No surprise there. We knew that was going to happen. But, boy, I'll tell you, some of the questions from the Democrats, I, probably no surprise, but still, it's like, my goodness, you're a senator. You should ask smarter questions than that.
No, they don't. And it's an embarrassing every time that we have these hearings. I think they embarrass themselves in front of the American people, which is why I think the generic ballot, or at least one reason why the generic ballot has shrunk again. Someone told me overnight that it was closing in on 4 or 3 points, which is very tight. Democrats have A, no message, and B, this total and utter resistance. If you have any real knowledge of what's going on, it's an embarrassment, and that's all they've got. So they continue to pursue it. And now you have Nancy Pelosi out talking about raising taxes. You know, I think if the gods are in the heavens and listening to all this, and if Republicans get their fortitude up and use some of these clips of things like the hearings yesterday or Nancy Pelosi calling for higher taxes, I think that Democrats may take a House in the fall. I don't think it's a given.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, I was especially astounded by Kamala Harris' insistence to try to get Gina Haspel to recuse herself. Why would you take yourself off the field of play when you're going for the job? You're going to sit there. I mean, it's about as ridiculous as Jeff Sessions recusing himself.
Yeah, which, by the way, didn't turn out well. Right. Look, this woman is an unbelievably qualified person to be in this role. Everybody admits that. She's been station chief in 3 different countries. She knows the turf. If they're worried about Russia, which of course they aren't really, but if they pretend to be, she is the perfect person to have because she really knows everything there is to know about Russia. She is an unbelievably qualified first female nominee to head the CIA, and somehow that's gotten lost in all of this.
Exactly. The glass ceiling, right?
Exactly. John McCain gets a little bit of a pass from me because he knows firsthand what torture is like, what interrogation techniques can mean. But, of course, all of this has so spiraled out of the reality, right? I think, what was it, 3 people were waterboarded. That was the big offense of the CIA at a time when the country was reeling from the worst attack on American soil ever, and since Pearl Harbor, I should say, and since when everyone was concerned very much about trying to find out what happened. So revisionism isn't great in a situation like this.
Well, amazing that here she was, a down line. She was basically a middle manager. And then you have John Brennan, who really, I mean, what does he skate through? Would he get a couple of no's, you know, for his confirmation? But he was the guy who was the frontline decider on this whole deal. But all of a sudden now we've got a case of self-righteousness among the senators, right?
It's rampant.
I'm telling you. Oh, but I'll tell you, she was impressive. She held herself really well and was very impressive yesterday. Liz Peek, thank you so much, as always, for being with us. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed, or your money back. 100 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, coming at you live, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm going to share something with you that came from, as part of my reading this morning from the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verse 34. Godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Godliness makes a nation great. You want to be great? You want to be great again? Time and again, we've, especially for those of you who read the Bible, you hear the cycle and read the cycle of history of man is that they see things according to their own eyes. They forget about God, and especially in the book of Judges, that is the cycle. They start to see things according to their own eyes, and then they end up being enslaved and they fall victim to their decisions, and when they get oppressed enough, then they cry out to God, and then the cycle starts all over again. But here we are in this country, saying, look, we're on the wrong track. We've got all these political manifestations that are going on, but the fact of the matter is that we've turned our back on God. That's really the whole bottom line of all this, ladies and gentlemen, is that, we talk about the Ten Commandments, kicked out of schools, and all these other things, this attack, on our faith and, our conservative values that are born out of our faith, having been born and raised in California and see what's going on right now with the attack on the Word of God and conservative thought and values. And for what? Do we have Tina with us, by the way? Is she on? Did we get her? Okay. All right. Let's bring her on here right now because I want to get her involved in this conversation. The Counterculture Mom is who I'm talking about. This is her space every week right here on Bill Martinez Live. Tina Marie Griffin. I love to say Tina Marie Griffin because it's like a song. It's a start of a song. I mean, did your husband come down, you know, stairs and says, "Good morning, Tina Marie Griffin"? I mean, I would think that would just lighten his heart.
Yeah, sometimes he does. Otherwise, he's "Hey, what's up?" You know,
because we're guys. But I want you to know, hey, he channeled me this morning, and I have this sense, you know, I'm covering his back here. I always like to say Tina Marie Griffin. You know, it's just it warms my heart, and it warms my heart that you're fighting a good fight on behalf of we the people and on conservative parents and that. But you know, Tina, as I was saying on the onset, you know, from my Bible study this morning, you know, it's godliness that makes a nation great. You know, we have Donald Trump talking about making America great again, but if we're going to do that, then, you know, he can't because of political reasons and in the environment, the cultural environment. But the fact of the matter is there's more Christians out there. I mean, if 70%, you know, supposedly have heard numbers 70-80% say they're born again Christians, then why are we allowing such a small percentage of people to control our lives? Because we can't say anything because we do, we offend them, and you know, and now it's getting to the point where people are getting arrested, and you know, there's legislation, you know, that's taking place that'll penalize you. People have lost their businesses because of their beliefs. I mean, this culture has gone after the little sisters of the poor, for goodness sakes. I mean, it's endless here. But, you know, it's got to get to a point where, you know, good people finally say enough of this stuff.
I couldn't agree more. And I love how when you say something every time I have five things, I'm like, that's a good point. That's a good point. And now I'm like trying to remember at least two of them. I couldn't agree more because the thing I think that frustrates me is when other people are offended by our Christian beliefs, we're constantly offended by what they're pumping out and what they're trying to force down our children's, you know, throats and in our children's minds and even in our faith. We can't force somebody to believe or do a certain thing. We all know that. But at the same time, because of our lack of involvement in our community and a lack of involvement in really living out our faith as far as sharing it, I think that's why we are in the mess that we're in. Totally agreeing with what you just said. If we would share our faith with, let's say, even these lawmakers that are passing these laws trying to take away our freedom of speech and passing these laws trying to ban any kind of Christian talk in California, if we had shared, if we still could share Christ with the people that are decision makers signing their names to a document, can you imagine the impact it would have on our country as a whole if our faith was shared with the major movers and shakers in our country? It would completely change this nation around.
At the founding of our nation, that was a requirement that our leaders would have faith,
yes,
that there would be some religious conviction. You know, this was a criteria, but we've come away from that for the sake of, you know, whatever, you know, political, we've abandoned such a core value. And then here we are hundreds of years later down the road and wondering, you know, what has happened? Why did we miss the mark? And if you go back, like, you know, Donald Trump is a businessman. He's the chief executive officer's chief executive officer, if you know what I'm saying here. And what business people do and leaders do is when companies are in trouble, they are in trouble as a result of decisions they made. And smart CEOs, leaders of a company, will go and say, when did we make the wrong turn? They will go back and look at the timeline of the business and say, and they can look at it from the financial reading just right off the bat. They'll look at the financial and say, wow, we were doing really great here 2 years ago. What were we doing here 2 years ago? And so here business dropped. Why did it drop? Did something happen organically within the organization that contributed to this? Because sometimes what happens is people will look at it and take God out of the picture and take some of these core values out of the picture, say, well, business went down because, remember, we were in a recession and there was these other things that happened. Well, there are a lot of organizations that weather a recession, and then once the recession is through, certainly we can't talk about recent times because normally the recessions go about, you know, maybe 12, 18 months. But under President Obama, because he was out to set records, he made sure that we were in a recession for almost 8 years, you know, which is unheard of. But that's what happens when you social engineer things. When you think you know better, then you extend the problem instead of... You know what I'm saying?
I completely know what you're talking about. In fact, the verse that's just popping in my mind as you're talking, and especially just addressed before this, I think a big problem in our country today, from what I've heard and what I've seen, is that people have a major lack of knowledge. In Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really hits home because there are so many people, Bill, and I know you'll agree with me on this, that do want to do something, that want to get this country back on track. I mean, look at the last election. Everybody's on fire, and they want to do something. And there's two things. If you guys, the listeners here, if you don't know who David Barton is, he is awesome. He's in charge of a ministry called Wall Builders. I heard him speak at NRB down in Florida a year ago. This guy breaks down the top 10 to 12 issues going on in our country today that many churches don't want to address or are scared to address. And, of course, the top hot buttons that are in our country today, the LGBT agenda and the abortion issues. If we as a nation can come together and encourage our churches to address these issues and we address them ourselves in a loving manner but get the truth out there, I'm telling you, our country will be completely changed. And the problem we have comes back to the lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Our kids today are being conditioned that they came from a Roxy revolution. They're told that Christians are haters and bigots and they're put on hate list. I was just put on the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I saw that. You made the list. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. now I got even a bigger target on my head. But all to say, people don't know what the truth is about our rights. And if we knew that we could read a Bible in school, if we knew that we could wear a Christian t-shirt in school, that we could start a God club in school, it is completely legal, that we have freedom of speech to still share our faith everywhere and anywhere. Yes, we're going to be persecuted because there are people out there that don't agree with us. But if we knew our rights and followed through and did what God called us to do, we'd be able to change and turn around the illegal actions currently happening in our country, which is literally forcing young kids in school today, for example, to have to watch very graphic, sexual-filled sex ed videos.
Exactly, like we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Tina, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. This is Bill Martinez. Tina Marie Griffin is with us, the counterculture mom, right here at 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The Bank of America Spring 2018 Small Business Owner Report found that the strength of the economy and recent changes to the federal tax code have pushed entrepreneur optimism to its highest point in 3 years. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America.
Small business owner optimism with respect to the economy and their individual business outlook have reached the highest level since 2015. Many entrepreneurs also believe changes to the tax policy will work to their advantage and are seizing the opportunity to invest in their business.
According to the survey, 54% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will continue to climb in 2018. Furthermore, the majority of entrepreneurs cite the tax policy changes as a game changer for small businesses, and 63% say it's made them more optimistic about their own business's outlook. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, ProFlowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back.
100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez. Live.
Tina Marie Griffin continues with us at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. She's known as the Counterculture Mom. Remind everybody how they can get connected with you and be in the flow of the know.
Yes. If you want to know how to fight back against the pop culture attack with our children, just go to counterculturemom.com. There's tons of info on there. I also speak all over the place. You can ask me to come in and speak. There's an inquiry form on the website. But the coolest thing we just launched, Bill, is a Counterculture Mom app. Mm. It's so awesome. We have five other Counterculture Moms that blog with me, and we write about all different issues that are attacking our families today and also the great things that are out there for our kids to get involved with that are God-honoring. All different topics, all from different bloggers. We also have an alert system on our app where we notify. I will push notifications out on your phone so you know exactly what's going on before Hollywood releases something that's graphic, sexual in nature that we want to protect our kids from, because I believe it's time to put the power back in the parents' hands.
Exactly.
Parents are totally, excited about that. The last thing is a pop culture alert, a pop culture purge that I put together in a really sweet parent media guide. And all they have to do to get that, Bill, is text media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222. And you will be asked for your email address. And then you will get within a minute that 4-page PDF to get tons of entertainment options that are family friendly, great, and won't cause your kids to have nightmares at night.
Exactly. Well, Tina, again, we appreciate all that you're doing. I want to go back and pick up what you'd said earlier regarding my people perish for lack of knowledge. We're also told that there will be a time when knowledge will be readily available, but the people will still know nothing. And they're just blinded to the knowledge that's so available. Here it is. We are in the information age where through social media, all these channels, you've got information. It's almost like you have no excuse to be ignorant, except we're blinded by our own ideology. We're buying into the values of the culture. And in doing that, it is keeping truth away from us. This is why we're so committed to pursuing the truth. And when I talk about that, and I know your heart as well, and I want people to understand, it's not as if we're saying somebody's more superior here and that we're more right or anything. This is about your very soul. This is about your family members. This is about, you know, why you're here. Why you're here on earth. It's about your God-given purpose for you to be realized. I think one of the most frustrating things that any human can go through is that shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, I could have done this. I should have done this. I mean, how frustrating when you get to that moment in time that where the veil is pulled back and you said, wow, I could have had great kids. And instead, I left them, you know, without knowledge. I left them without an example. Why? Because I wanted to be the cool mom and cool dad and I bought in with everything that was around me that said, hey, I couldn't say anything. I needed to be quiet. I lacked courage. I'm like that cowardly lion on the yellow brick road here, you know. And so my passion for this is for the individual souls of people that we come in contact with. It's not that I can come around and do some sort of end zone dance. Oh, well, you know, I won. That's not about it. You know, that's not about what it is. It's about, you know, really when you talk about, you mentioned earlier about expressing love. To me, that's true love, is that when I look to another person, regardless of station in life or whatever, and it's just, hey, I want you to be your God-given best. And can I be a part of that? Can I contribute to your God-given best? I mean, whatever it is, you know, the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken. You know, that's that word that comes just at that right time. And sometimes, you know, when that comes out of my mouth, I know it's not me. I know it's the Holy Spirit in me. It's God in me, because I'm not that smart. You know, I'm blessed to be used by God to come up with that aptly spoken word. And there are so many aptly spoken words that are available, but maybe we're just lacking the courage to speak them out.
I agree with that. And sometimes we're like, even myself, sometimes I'm like, I can't do that. And that's when God, you know, wakes me up and says, exactly, I can't through you. It's not in your power, but mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage people today tuning in here. It's never too late. You might have kids that are now parents themselves, and you think, what can I do to make a difference? It's too late. I had my chance. I blew it. Never too late. Give back to your grandkids. Give back to your churches and instill godly values in the kids mm-hmm. that attend your church. And the kids across the street from a younger mom that you can give wisdom to. That is the way you give. I just got chilled.
Exactly.
That's the way you give
mm-hmm.
back. And
right.
Through that, your lost kids could see your life dramatically change and think, what does she now have that I wish she would have had 30 years ago? What does my dad now have that I wish he would have had when I was a kid?
Mm-hmm. I want to stop you here for just a second, because as you're talking, I'm thinking of Like Arrows, the movie.
Yes.
You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah. I literally was crying one minute and laughing the next. I'm so glad you recommended that movie. I'm so glad I watched it. My husband and I talked for a half an hour after about, my kids are 9 and under. I got 4 of them. And I'm thinking, what can we do now that we're not doing quite right? It was, and what do we for sure not want to look back on 10 years from now and say we should have done that better?
Yes.
Spending time with your kids is such a huge factor. The other thing I was going to tell you is, yes, it's digital information age, and I know you'll agree with this. We've got major censorship going on, too. We've got banning of Bibles and Bibles being burned and websites being stripped down that have truth on them and being hacked. So there is a lot of great, truthful content, but the enemy is out there to steal, kill, and destroy, and specifically in this case, destroy truth in the technology digital age and even twist it, like with Beyonce being invited to do her seance dance deal at a church in San Francisco this last week. People think, oh, she's great and she believes. No, she's demon-possessed, and now we're allowing this to infiltrate our churches. So Satan's very deceptive, and we know that, very tricky, but it's leading a lot of people astray.
Well, here it is. You know, you got the destruction of the Word of God, and then you have satanic tracts now being handed out to kids across the land?
Yes. It blows my mind. And here's the thing. When I was warning people about 2 years ago about these Satan clubs being cropping up in schools, I had people that laughed at me at first. I said, they're coming. They're already in some schools. Now they're all over the place. Billboards are up a year and a half later. And parents are like, let's take the God clubs out of schools because then they can't have any clubs. I said, that's not the answer. The answer is, that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is, yes, they legally have the right to have the Satan clubs in schools, but let's let them have it. And let's keep our God clubs in schools. And now we know what kids to target. Go into the Satan clubs and bring out the kids that need to invite them to come into the God clubs. Because if we say, if it freaks us out, we take the God clubs out of schools, there'll be no God in school. And we need to have God back in school.
Mm-hmm. Kind of amazing. The other thing along the same line is, and this makes me sad, frankly, that Disney just announced it will no longer hold Christian festivals at the park after 34 years. And I got to tell you, I don't know what Disney is thinking, because if 70-80% of the people identify with being born again or being Christian or, you know, knowing God, is this a good move for them? Because potentially what could happen is you're going to have Christians to say, okay, well, if you're not going to give us one day at the park, maybe I'll give you no days at the park.
And I'm at that point. I really am. And it kills me because my girls love Anna and Elsa. And you have talks of now Elsa becoming a lesbian in the next Frozen 2 movie. I mean, mm-hmm. That's not an agenda. It's not a message of a kid. I don't even want to explain it yet. They're 6 and 4 years old. So it's just really sad. And I think they're making a major, major mistake doing that. Regardless of what their sexual orientation is, the head honchos at Disney, they are, it's getting to a point where people just have to say, we can't go, can't support it, can't buy it, can't go there. And the other frustration that I have with that is if there's a Christian tour or a Christian amusement park or, you know, Christian, and we want to do our own thing because we don't want to partake in the worldly aspect of, example, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
We are now being censored, shut down, sued for having our own Christian beliefs. So it seems like we're really getting a hammer down here on we can't profess our faith anywhere, even though literally I'll have to take a bullet in order to have someone shut me up with my faith. So,
in a sense, this is what persecution does. When it's withheld and the pressure comes down, then you fight for liberty, you fight for godly ways, and you see. You start getting more educated and understanding, what the communities are doing to themselves by turning their backs on God. And, we've been having this discussion for a long time. This has been a slow boil here. And here we are, you know, in the jacuzzi thinking everything's all cool, but we're getting cooked alive here.
Yeah. And that's the problem is, you know, 2-3 years ago, I had a lot of moms tell me it's not that bad. Tina, just, you know, look the other way. It's really not that big of a deal. Now in the last year or two, okay, what did you say about this? What's happening there? What should we do with our kids?
And God, well, that was the same logic they used for the Attorney General of New York. Oh, you don't want to say anything, you know, because he's a good guy. He's got a future in the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but meanwhile, we've got women being abused. And here he was. Yeah, go figure, right? I don't know. And this is the culture in which we live in, but it requires courage and contact, and we need to have the courage to confront. After all, who do we represent, and who is behind us, right?
I completely agree. I want everybody listening right now to download our Counterculture Mom app, and I'm going to push out a pop culture alert today on where we can call Disney to voice our concern about Disney. So connect with me through my app, and let's go do this battle together.
Tina Marie Griffin, the Counterculture Mom on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow patriots, my